30 years ago today, an American hostage was killed by terrorists during the hijacking of a cruise ship in the Mediterranean. Leon Klinghoffer's death was the subject of headlines, movies, and a controversial opera. Klinghoffer's daughters still object to his portrayal in that work. Now, as NPR's Joel Rose reports, they are telling their own story in words, family photographs, and documents.
That's our father in his hardware store on the Lower East Side.
Ilse Klinghoffer says she and her sister saved everything, including dozens of photographs from their parents' wedding, the Jersey Shore, and the dinner parties they liked to throw.
They were the most glamorous couple, and they supported each other in sickness and in health.
The Klinghoffer sisters saved letters of condolence from heads of state and ordinary people all over the world. Lisa Klinghoffer says it's all been piling up for decades in their New York apartments.
In closets, in shopping bags, in dressers. We're starting to think, well, what's going to happen to these?
So the Klinghoffer sisters donated them to the American Jewish Historical Society in New York. On the 30th anniversary of the hijacking, the sisters are also making a rare public appearance tonight at an event hosted by the Historical Society. Executive Director Rachel Lithgow says everybody else has gotten to tell their story except them.
They have never really gotten up on a stage and described their own personal story in a public way before.
The Klinghoffer sisters were adults when the Achille Lauro was hijacked in October 1985, and their father was shot and then pushed overboard in his wheelchair. The story was big news. It was retold in several made-for-TV movies and again in the opera, The Death of Klinghoffer.
I've never been a violent man. Ask anyone.
The Klinghoffer sisters say they were initially excited about the opera. They went to see it on opening night at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in 1991, and they hated it. Lisa Klinghoffer says the opera's creators reduced their parents to a stereotype of rich American Jews.
It really wasn't about our family. They took an event that happened in history for their own agenda to show their own political views, and they chose what happened to my father. They didn't really care who he was or anything really about him.
I still, to this day, am puzzled by their reaction.
Composer John Adams.
Both my librettist and I feel that we did great dignity, not only to Leon Klinghoffer, but also to his wife.
Adams points to the opera's final aria, when Marilyn Klinghoffer, who is dying from cancer, learns that her husband was murdered and laments that she should have been the one to die.
They should have killed me. I wanted to die.
It's a terrible, terrible, tragic moment, and I don't see how anybody could see this and think that it's insensitive to these two people or that it's some kind of propaganda on behalf of terrorism, which is what people said about it.
When the work was presented at the Metropolitan Opera in New York last year, it was picketed by hundreds of protesters, many of whom called it anti-Semitic. That's a charge its creators have long denied. But the Met agreed to cancel international movie theater presentations, which in turn prompted pushback from the opera's supporters. Composer John Adams thinks all of the heated rhetoric may be short-sighted.
My hunch is that 100 years from now, Leon Klinghoffer will be remembered in part by my opera and in a good sense.
That's no comfort to Ilse and Lisa Klinghoffer. They want people to know their parents the way they did.
Who were Marilyn and Leon?
We try to put a face on terrorism so it isn't just this abstract idea that you see in movies or in operas. It actually happened to a real family, and we're it.
The Klinghoffer sisters say that's one reason they're donating their archives to the American Jewish Historical Society, where they'll be available for anyone who wants to see them. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.